Are you worried about cold donkeys? Three women have built a bond with mini donkeys by knitting coats for them at the Brooklands Care Home, where some Chatterbox listeners live. With the climate change conference coming very soon, Norwich has been warned that it must go greener. We have a story about a dispute over a cat and news that the High Sheriff will be sleeping out to raise money for charity.
Three women who've built a bond with a herd of mini donkeys were worried that their four-legged friends might catch a cold this winter. So the trio, who live at Brooklands Care Home in Cossie, got to work making blankets for them. Pat Kedge, Sylvia Arnold and Betty Frankland met the mini donks as part of a well-being project organised for residents. Jamie Wilmot, the lifestyle coordinator at the home, said, "Some of our ladies had the idea to keep the donkeys warm in the winter by knitting them some cover blankets in the colours of the mini donks company. Three of our ladies got involved with the project and knitted six blankets." The hero trio were then invited to the sanctuary to deliver their gifts to the appreciative animals. Mr. Wilmot added, "The ladies felt a great deal of pride and achievement in being able to keep the donkeys warm." He added, "It's so rewarding to see our residents responding in such a positive manner." Sarah McPherson, Managing Director at Miniature Donkeys for Wellbeing, also known as Mini Donk, was so touched when she learned that the wonderful knitters from Brooklands had made these blankets in the Mini Donk colours. The Mini Donk Yard is not open to the public, so it was very special for the three ladies to be invited. And Sarah said, "They'd done such an amazing job, I thought the donkeys would want to thank them in person. The blankets will help keep the donkeys snug and warm on their winter visits to care homes and other community settings." Sarah's mini donkeys provide well-being visits to venues such as care homes, hospitals, psychiatric units, dementia groups, SEN schools and other community groups. People get to meet the donkeys, groom them, take them for a walk, or just spend time in their company. And this helps to reduce stress levels, connect with happy memories, and share special moments with the gentle creatures.
Norwich has been warned that if it does not go greener fast, it will risk losing jobs, funding, and skills in the near future. Ahead of the United Nations Climate Change Conference kicking off in Glasgow, experts from the environment to economics have warned that a lack of action will see the city left behind. It won't just be the ice caps melting. Detrimental changes will happen right here on Norwich's doorstep. Professor Andrew Jordan sits on the University of East Anglia's Climate UEA board and said Norwich needs to work out how to make a sustainable future work for the people here, or it will risk being left behind. The conversation about climate change is already happening. We have seen a net zero strategy from government, and there are climate assemblies happening across the country. It would be wonderful if Norwich had the same and the public and policy makers had an opportunity to agree how we are as a city make this work. There's already an awareness that things need to change. And when I talk to members of the public, not just about the wider benefits to society, but also as individuals, I think it prompts further action. Professor Jordan, who works at the university's climate research hub, the Tyndall Centre, explained individuals have a lot to gain, whether it's cleaner air, thanks to electric vehicles, or warmer homes and reduced fuel poverty, as well as shielding against the risks they see on TV. Valentine Quinio of think tank Center for Cities added that if the city did not take action, it will pose a threat to its future prosperity.
A Norwich cat owner has been left outraged by a neighbour seemingly trying to claim her beloved kitty as their own. Amy Wiseman, who lives in NR3, first noticed changes in her cat, Darwin, 3 months ago. She said he would come back smelling very strange and he wouldn't be interested in his food, yet he was still gaining weight. And in recent weeks, Ms. Wiseman has been told that someone living nearby has been claiming Darwin is in fact their cat and saying his name is Romeo. The problem took a further turn when Darwin left the house with his collar on, but came back wearing a different ID and new collar. And she explained, "Whoever's taken off his collar and brought him a new pink one with a name tag reading Romeo, luckily for us, Darwin is microchipped to my contact details and home address, so if anyone tried to track down his owners, he'd come back to me." Ms. Wiseman posted on Facebook about the incident and warned other pet owners that someone in the community has been taking her pet into their own home. But despite raising awareness of the problem, she still worries every day that her beloved cat won't come back. She said, "This has been causing a lot of distress for me and my family. Darwin and all our pets mean so much to us. They're more than just companionship. This has now become a massive problem for myself and other cat owners in the area." Amy hopes that the person who's doing this sees her story and thinks twice before attempting to take her cat in. Her message was clear. "What you're doing is wrong. Darwin has a loving home and has many people that worry about him and his welfare. He's a member of our family, and by taking him, you're causing distress and hurt. If you want a cat and are able to have one and care for them properly, there are plenty in the rescue centres. Darwin is not for you to take."
The High Sheriff of Norfolk is planning to spend a night outside in support of an annual fundraising event. Michael Gurney is hoping to help end youth homelessness by supporting the Benjamin Foundation's annual Sleep Out event. The event will take place at Norwich City Football Club on November the 11th. There is an estimated 121,000 young people facing homelessness in the United Kingdom. The Benjamin Foundation aims to help vulnerable young people become successful and independent by providing safe housing, essential life skills, and supporting their aspirations. The Sleep Out does not aim to replicate homelessness, but gives participants a chance to understand some of the challenges homeless people may face. The High Sheriff said, "I am delighted to be supporting the Benjamin Foundation Sleep Out of this year at Norwich City Football Club. The charity does such worthwhile work with young people in our local community, and I am pleased to do all I can to raise awareness of the incredibly important issue of youth homelessness in our region."